Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel represents Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore with regards to a complaint or complaints that have been instigated by the Southern Poverty Law Center, claiming that he violated judicial canons with respect to the marriage issue. I recently appeared at a press conference at the Alabama Supreme Court. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, as you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have a history, and that really basically speaks for itself. But the Southern Poverty Law Center led or is leading this particular fight against Chief Justice Roy Moore. They're joined by the Liberal People for the American Way that produces Right Wing Watch, founded by Norman Lear. And the Human Rights Campaign, the largest homosexual advocacy organization headquartered in Washington, D.C., along with various other individuals, including Ambrosia Starling. Ambrosia Starling is a transvestite who appeared on the steps of the Alabama Supreme Court and emceed a mock wedding in defiance of the Alabama Supreme Court orders, and then solicited complaints against him and actually had form language that these people were supposed to write.
So is this where this really all started, with this one person?
Well, it started with the Southern Poverty Law Center. And in fact, if you go back earlier with the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've always had a vendetta against the Chief Justice Roy Moore, all the way back to the days of the Ten Commandments issue. And certainly they're the ones that are leading this particular assault. It's politically motivated, without doubt.
Yeah, Matt, you know, the progressive secular left. This is Saul Alinsky 101. You recall Saul Alinsky in his book Rules for Radicals. Obama's a protege of his, Hillary Clinton. The left, they engage in one of his tactics, which is called law, well, I call it lawfare. They use the existing regulations and laws on the books, and they abuse them. We saw the same thing we talked about recently with Sandra Merritt in San Francisco being sued by Planned Parenthood for blowing the whistle on their illegal activities. This is just the Southern Poverty Law Center, radical leftist group doing what they do well, that is abusing the legal system, abusing, in this case, the rules of ethics and so forth in the legal profession, in order to go after an attack and try to have removed Justice Roy Moore. It's frivolous, and we know it's frivolous, but this is right out of their playbook to do this sort of thing.
Well, first of all, we know who filed this, obviously, because they, even though it's supposed to be a confidential proceeding, the Southern Poverty Law Center sent out these complaints, released them to the public, and did press releases. And so that's what's out there, and that's why we did this press conference, to very clearly clarify that these are politically motivated and have no substance. What they're trying to do is say that he violated judicial canons. Now, what their beef is the fact that he issued an administrative order in 2015 and in 2016. Now, in 2015, his administrative order was issued saying that, for clarification, the law of marriage between a man and woman still was valid in Alabama, and that it did not coerce or require all the probate judges to issue same-sex marriage licenses, because the single federal judge in the southern part of Alabama only applied to, in that case, the parties in the case. Now, what happened after that was the Alabama Supreme Court issued three orders, and those three orders of March of 2015, they agreed with the Chief Justice. They agreed that the Alabama law is still in effect, that the single opinion from the federal judge does not apply statewide. And guess what happened? The federal judge herself, who issued the original order saying that the law was unconstitutional regarding marriage, she also acknowledged in a subsequent opinion, hey, this does not apply to the probate judges across the state. It only applied to the parties that were in that case. So they may have a beef with the law, but they can't have a beef with Chief Justice Roy Moore. He was backed up by the Alabama Supreme Court. He was backed up by the federal district judge. And to file these complaints in the what's called Judicial Inquiry Committee is the not the appropriate place because they're not the venue to resolve legal issues. This is politically motivated without question. And then there's a second administrative order. We'll talk about it in a few minutes that he issued in 2016.
You know, I think this is just another example of we, the people, need to support our elected officials and not be afraid to come out and say we stand with you, because this is another example of how one small, loud voice can get in there and try to overrule the law and overrule our constitutional, biblical foundation.
And where did they come up with these names? This man, this cross-dressing man named who goes by Ambrosia Starling.
I mean, that's
beside the point. But no, he's an activist, a man who dresses like a woman, and so the Southern Poverty Law Center, People for the American Way, these groups partner with these kinds of LGBT activists and abuse the system here. And that's what this is. This is corruption. This is an abuse of the system, and a misuse of the system in order to intimidate and to try to push out where they can't silence somebody and they can't harness somebody who is exercising his duty. Justice Roy Moore is the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. They don't like the way he rules, so they go around the judicial system and try to punish him in an extrajudicial fashion.
And here's what happened in 2016. 2016, now you have the U.S. Supreme Court issuing the opinion in June of 2015 about same-sex marriage. So the probate judges, they're confused. Do we issue same-sex marriages or do we not? That's the question. Well, what happened was Chief Justice Roy Moore issued an administrative order and said the 2015 orders of the Alabama Supreme Court that confirmed the continued validity of the marriage laws still remain in effect, and the Alabama Supreme Court will rule on the effect later this year. Well, the Alabama Supreme Court did rule, and the Alabama Supreme Court said the same thing. The Alabama Supreme Court said the 2015 orders still remain in effect. The probate judges are still bound by the Alabama law. Now, someone might say, well, how does that happen? The Supreme Court of the United States rules. How does it not affect Alabama? Well, guess what? In the Federal Court of Appeals, the ACLU that was pushing this case and representing the original people challenging the marriage law, the ACLU stated in their brief that the U.S. Supreme Court opinion did not require all of the Alabama probate judges to issue same-sex marriage license. The ACLU said the exact same thing. The Federal Court of Appeals for what's called the Eighth Circuit out west also had some cases, and the people in that case says, well, it's over. And the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals says, no, it's not. That only applied to the individual parties in the four states that were before the U.S. Supreme Court. And three other federal courts have said the same thing. So they said the exact same thing. Their beef is they don't like what the law is, but that's not Chief Justice Roy Moore's problem.
Right. He's just doing his job.
Yeah. Was he the only one to rule this way, Matt? I mean, it...
No, the rest of the Alabama Supreme Court in March of 2016 confirmed that the continued existence of the 2015 orders still remained valid.
Well, then using the SPLC's logic, they should all be removed from the bench.
I mean, exactly.
This is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, what I said was, if they want to resolve that conflict, then the people that brought the case originally, they can ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review the Alabama Supreme Court. That's the venue that you need to proceed in, not try to get Chief Justice Roy Moore removed for some violation of a judicial canon. In fact, I was on a case, the Madsen case, that I argued in 1994 before the U.S. Supreme Court. We represented the state parties, and we represented the federal parties. And within 7 to 10 days, the Florida Supreme Court ruled, upholding the injunction. The Federal Court of Appeals struck it down, a direct conflict. What did we do? We asked the Supreme Court to resolve it. That's the venue, not trying to come after Chief Justice Roy Moore. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore.
Absolutely.
Because he is a target by these organizations that want to remove a good, decent man who takes the law very seriously from doing his job. We're going to continue to stand with him. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. I encourage you to read the press release that we released on the day that I had the press conference at the Alabama Supreme Court. It has the video of this mock marriage that occurred on the steps of the Alabama Supreme Court where they tried to get additional signatures and petitions. It has all of the orders. It explains it very clearly Today, this very day, still, the Alabama orders of 2015 remain in effect. The Alabama probate judges are bound by that. Is there a conflict? Yeah, there's a conflict because those parties, those probate judges, were not before the U.S. Supreme Court. If they have a desire to resolve that, there's a way to do it, but don't remove the Chief Justice. Pray for the Chief Justice. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we stand with Roy Moore.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.